The death toll from the big earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now topped 20,000. Rescuers say time is running out to find any more survivors.
Closer to home, a Patchogue woman who was born in Turkey is collecting supplies to send to a small village that is in desperate need of help. Here's our WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief, Sophia Hall.
Jean Tepli Zeb has a garage filled with donations from good-hearted Long Islanders who are trying to help the victims in Turkey.
Jackets, gloves, hats, socks, pants, shirts, anything at this point. The other thing is that I got the toothbrushes, toothpaste. We need tissues. We need toilet paper, paper towels, just simple necessities. And honestly, water. They don't have water. Canned foods. Things that they can eat.
The physician's assistant is looking for more donations. You could bring them to her office at 450 Waverly Avenue in Patchogue. She wants to bring the items to Entekia, a small village where she spent part of her childhood.
This is the one place that they're not going to yet. It's not as big as Hatay. It's become an issue because we're hearing news reports that they've shut down the roads to that area, which means like no supplies are going to be able to get there. I need the supplies on a plane. Bring me in the supplies there and let me just get it out. So I'm trying to contact celebrities in Turkey and anybody in the Turkish consulate or anything that could help me. They told me that they can't. They have supplies just sitting in the consulate.
She says the devastation is beyond heartbreaking.
We've lost cousins, some of their children.
In Suffolk County, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.